us devils dance on the parched earth. A fevered dream unfurls Joseph, a name from a distant shore. Amidst these foreign worlds, the sun, a hammer blow, beats upon his soul. Beneath the rise, a gilded cage taking its silent toll. The air hangs thick with spices and with secret, a heavy humid shroud. He counts the days in sweat and prayer, lost within the crowd. He sees the silks, the vibrant hues, a world he cannot claim. A phantom limb, his native isle, a flicker of an old flame. The calls to prayer, a mournful sound that echo through the night. While bugle calls for duty's sake, extinguishes inner light. His uniform, a badge of pride, now feels a heavy chain. A gilded burden bought with blood and whispered hidden pain. Oh, India, you emerald tomb, you siren of the east. You stole his youth, you stole his home, you offered him a feast of sights and sounds, a burning kiss, a love he couldn't fight. Now bound by vows in this abyss, he dreams of fading light. Then came Leela, eyes like ink, a whisper of the Ganges flow. A beauty born of sun and dust, a love he watched grow. Her gentle touch, a cool relief from the empire's fiery hand. A solace found, a stolen peace in this unyielding land. He built a life, a fragile bridge across the cultural divide. But shadows of his past still lurk where his true heart tried to hide. The children's laughter, bright and clear, a future he had sought. But in their eyes, a foreign gaze, a battle hard fought. He'd sip his tea with empty stare across the veranda wide, and hear the distant ocean roar where his old world used to ride. The weight of years, the sun's harsh glare, the burden of the crown. He walked a line with weary steps, destined to wear it down. And sounds a burning kiss, a love he couldn't fight. Now bound by vows in this abyss, he dreams of fading light. He'd write his letters ink-stained thin, of triumphs and of loss, but never spoke of what lay deep, the heavy hidden cross. A soldier's duty, a husband's plea, a father's gentle hand, all woven in this tapestry of this distant burning land. He was a man, a ghost of war, a stranger to his kin. And in the quiet of the night, where did his life?